Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. Cyprus supermarkets are not expected to experience stock shortages due to the war in Ukraine, Executive Secretary of the Supermarkets Association, Andreas Hadjiavamou, has said. So far, there are no issues in the Cypriot market because of the war, neither in supply chains nor in prices, the association secretary said, explaining that Ukraine and Russia did not have a large share of markets in basic goods on the island. He acknowledged some expected temporary shortages and random price increases in various products, which according to Hadjiavamou are not so much linked to the war as to the broader economic context prevailing since the end of 2021. Saying the effects of the war are likely to arise if hostilities continue, the Supermarkets Association's representative assured the island will not experience these at a large scale. The highest number of first-time asylum applicants relative to the population in the EU in 2021 was recorded in Cyprus, with 14,799 first-time applicants per million residents, according to the latest Eurostat report. The figure is several times above the EU average of 1,196 first-time asylum applicants per million population. The lowest figure was recorded in Hungary, as the country only saw 4 first-time asylum applicants per million residents. In 2021, a total of 535,000 first-time asylum applicants, non-EU citizens, applied for international protection in EU member states. The figure recorded was up by 28% compared with 2020. Cyprus received a total of 13,620 first-time applications, nearly double the 7,065 the previous year. Indicatively, Hungary received 40 down from 90 in 2020. Vowing to continue their strike, Nicosia Bus Company employees marched to the Transport and Labour Ministries on Wednesday, a day after they voted by 99 votes to 84 to continue industrial action they started last Friday. At the ministries, they handed over petitions outlining the problems they say need to be addressed. Their trade union said they were continuing their strike united and would hold a new meeting in the Beo Trade Union Confederation headquarters in the capital today. Their Larnaca counterparts called off their strike on Tuesday, held talks with government officials and the company, during which an initial agreement was hammered out. The Labour Ministry has said it is ready to mediate in the dispute at the Nicosia company, but only one strike action has been suspended. Potato farmers in the Famagusta district are seeking compensation in their district, whose crops were destroyed by the ongoing bout of severe cold weather. Heavy rains and frost have completely destroyed potato crops in the area, creating several issues for farmers. Moreover, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine has further exacerbated the situation they are already facing. George Zorlis, a member of the Cyprus Potato Marketing Board, said the issues faced this year were more severe than those of previous years. "We have lost entire potato crops irreversibly," he said. He added that the state must give financial aid so that families can survive. And finally, the Education Ministry has unveiled a national fitness assessment program for secondary school children entitled Aristotelis as part of concerted efforts with the Health Ministry to combat child obesity. Education and Health Ministers Prodromos Prodromou and Michalis Hadjibandelas joined other officials in underlining the importance of exercise and healthy eating to combat an alarming increase in child obesity. Indicatively, the latest World Health Organization European Child Obesity Surveillance Initiative, or COSI, that Cyprus has participated in for the past 10 years showed that in 2020, some 43.6% of children in Cyprus aged between 6 and 9 were overweight, and 14% were obese, Hadjibandelas told reporters. He said the figures were a wake-up call, adding that a new survey was underway amid concern that numbers may be even higher because of the pandemic. Prodromou said that Aristotelis will be financed with national funds, with an annual €100,000 earmarked for the next 3 years to cover costs, such as the purchase of measuring equipment, scientific support and information campaigns. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.